Delaware will launch retail sales of marijuana on Friday at 12 medical weed dispensaries that have obtained so-called conversion licenses. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the long-awaited kickoff and explains why one key cannabis advocate is boycotting the game for now.
Delaware regulators have worked for the last 2 years and 4 months to create a regulated market for weed. But when bureaucratic snafus, such as delays in FBI background checks, kept pushing back the issuance of 30 retail licenses, lawmakers let medical dispensaries into the retail game. Jennifer Stark, CEO of The Farm, paid a total of $300,000 for conversion licenses at her 3 retail locations, one in each of the state's counties.
We've been planning and waiting for this for a long time. I know Delawareans are very excited, so we are pumped. We are stocked up for both medical and recreational.
James Brobin owns the Field Supply Dispensary on Kirkwood Highway and heads the Delaware Cannabis Industry Association. He hopes the cash registers will be ringing.
People are interested. Over the last year, we've had if you're interested in rec, sign up on our website just to get information. And that's really increased over the last month. People are excited. So it sounds good.
But Zoe Patchell of the Delaware Cannabis Advocacy Network says the medical businesses got an unfair leg up on the retail-only stores that likely won't start opening for several months.
This is not what the people were promised, and it's not what the people supported. It's broken promises, and this is a short-sighted cash grab that will jeopardize Delaware's brand new market.
Buyers can get up to an ounce of buds at a time and will pay a 15% sales tax. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.